This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really, 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 really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. So... head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll there. There is a lot going on up there. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught or told or whatever to hate, and you find out you don't have to. You really do. You find out that it's not what you think it is. They'd love you to believe that we're that nasty, that mean, that everything else, and we're not. Truly not. All right, so... I don't know which one I'm going to start with. I'm so excited. You know, I love to pick on the left for this whole hate, you know, love Trump's hate. And yet, think about the things they say. Think about the things they do. So I did a show, there's a particular show that I do from time to time as a guest. The commentator is a far left progressive socialist type. And everything that any conservative stands for is wrong and terrible and nasty. Anything. So I kind of taunted him a couple of weeks ago, though. I sent him a copy of my book. I figured he'd either... I figured he'd either use it for toilet paper, start a fire, or just make himself red hot. But I don't believe he read it, though. I believe maybe he read a chapter and went, okay, I'm not putting up with this foolishness, and then moved on his way. But... I sent it to him because this guy is truly hardcore left. And when he got me on his show today, he wanted to know why all Republicans were racist. And I said, well, isn't that funny? Because we're not all racist, right? And as a matter of fact, you look at history, we are the ones that aren't the racist. And he said, well, in the caucuses, the Democrats have all kinds of colors. But all the Republicans have are old, you know, are white people. And I'm going, okay, maybe that's true, maybe it's not. I don't look at the color. We should be voting for the best person for the job. It doesn't matter what party they belong to. The best American for the job, the best citizen for the job is the one that should be in there. And I said to him, you know, like as I said tonight, you put up the four old white folks, but you're the tent of diversity. But you could only find four white folks? And you're saying it's the Republicans that make you go through hoops and that, you know, when it's your turn, that might be true to a point or to a degree. But I think of the 16 candidates we had a woman, we had a Latino, we had a black, we had a Hispanic, we had all kinds of people up there. But we didn't refer to it. Those like me didn't refer to it. You do. Well, we refer to them as candidates. Not colored candidates, not female, not male, just candidates. That was it. It's you guys who keep pulling that across. And when he kept asking me, if you guys are the party of diversity, where are your people? Where is that diversity? And he didn't like the answer, so he kept accusing me of not answering the question. The answer is really simple. They don't get elected. The ones we put up don't get elected. No, instead they vote for your people. They vote for Maxine Waters. They vote for Sheila Jackson Lee. Then he accused me of going after black women. I said, no, I'm making a point. You're asking me where the colors are. I'm telling you where yours are at. So we should be voting for the right person for the job, not because of a color, because neither one of those people are that great of legislators. Maxine Waters has put three bills up, what, in 107 years? She's been there forever. Three bills. One was to rename a post office. I'm sorry, I don't understand. So when you see these people come out, and I call them trollers because this one fellow told me that I was trolling him. When he came to my site, he wrote, this is the IQ level of these people. And the one person says, hey, I just saw you on the Tom Hartman show. I didn't realize you're a racist apologist. You sound like a dumpster humper. Racist, you claim you're part of the truth base. Right? So I explained to him how I answered the question. I was trying to have an honest conversation with him. And I finally said, look, you sound like a Kool-Aid drinking Obamaite. Right? So now we're even, right? You threw your nasty, I threw my nasty. But Pelosi called his type a low information voter. Used to call them blue collar workers. Now they call them low information voters, right? He says, you were evasive. You wouldn't answer a direct question. Well, the direct question wasn't a yes or no. When somebody says to you, where, see, this is what they do, right? When somebody says to you, where are your, I don't, well, why they would say this, I don't know. So where are your minorities? I don't know. I don't track them. Do you? Are we now supposed to put those little rice things under their skin and track where they go in the party? I don't know what he's talking about in my area. There's blacks, Hispanics, women, Asians, all kinds. So, the guy said I didn't answer the question directly, and I did because the question was really simple. Where are your minorities? I don't know. We run them. They don't win. Americans vote. Right? It's not just Republicans that vote, because obviously when Republicans vote or Democrats vote in their own primary, guess who wins? A Democrat or a Republican. But in the general election, with the way a lot of these areas are, the Democrats usually win. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk more about trolling, trollers, and emailers, and haters right after this.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. This just in. Breaking news. We have proof that Trump is a racist. Trump breaks past presidents on MLK Day activities. In other words, he went golfing. See, presidents of the past have gone and done stuff like, you know, there's a picture here of President Clinton, Billy Bob. I guess after he was done with Lewinsky, he went out and ripped up a wall or broke open a wall and started to nail something to make it look like he was building houses for people in the black community. Right? Let me see. In 1994, President Bill Clinton signed legislation to designate the federal holiday as a national day of service. Okay. President George W. Bush participated in service events. He went and, you know, help paint some sayings on a wall in a community center. That was nice, right? President Obama, he touched up a painting, or he added some touches to a painting of Martin Luther King Jr. Ain't these cool? These are all kind of nice things to do. And see, President Trump didn't go anywhere and paint on a wall. No, what he did was what no other president has done in history. Yeah, he just simply designated a park. The first park with an African-American, named after an African-American, Martin Luther King Jr. Park. That's all he did. I love it. You know, this is the stuff I get a kick out of. This is the stuff they nitpick at, because you got to find something to hate the guy for. And you really don't have to find something, because no matter what walk of life you come from, something about him will irritate you. Look, I'm from Boston. He irritates me just because he's from New York. And you guys from New York or Boston know what I'm talking about. But he is a successful New York businessman. Right? You don't get that way by being a squishy. You really don't. You think you can? Fine. So let me get back to my troller, because I was having so much fun with this. If you missed the first segment, you got to go grab it and listen to it, because you're going to get lost here, right? So this guy accuses me of being racist, and an apologist for racists, because I was on a Tom Hartman show this morning, and we were talking about the president. Tom wants to know if we were all Republicans were racist. And when I said to Tom point blank, I said, look, you guys have screwed this word racist. And you know the beauty part about it? Alveda King comes up and says the same thing. And I'm sure she didn't hear me, but it's proof that it's out there. Here, Alveda King, not Joe Messina. She says, look, the problem is you've overused the word. It doesn't mean what it always meant. Now he accuses me of all people, this troller, Jason, of not being able to deal with reality. He says, you're either intellectually dishonest or you're a racist. Right, because those are only two choices for me. I could be telling the truth and you could have an IQ of 3. That could be the other options, right? And what it was I didn't say what he wanted to hear. And when I told him Republicans has always been the first to elect and support African-American legislators, he said I had more intellectual dishonesty. Says you're deranged if you believe that. So what did I do? I pulled up the facts. I listed the names, the dates, or I listed the names anyway. All right? I went through all the African-American Republicans that have been elected over the years, including from the Civil War forward. Who supported them? What party supported them? Right? But he wants to rewrite history. This is why you have to pay attention to what your kids are learning. Because after I listed all their names, he could have gone and looked them up. So I listed all their names and said, sure, Republicans don't elect African Americans to Congress. The problem is we were doing it when it wasn't fashionable. We were doing it when you get killed for doing it. We were doing it. White people were lynched for supporting black people. And now all of a sudden it's politically correct. And the Dems are doing it. Right? LBJ used the N-word. They called him the N-word all the time. That was okay. Why? Because he's a Democrat. And everybody knows about it. Everybody knows what he said. The Dems avoid it. They don't want to talk about it. So these guys, instead of coming back with truth, instead of really wanting to talk about it, they just call it intellectual dishonesty. Well, see, apparently, they don't have enough intellect to even go look it up themselves. And when my listeners started questioning him, see, it's real easy when I go in a liberal show, it's all their listeners. Of course they're going to be on the side of the commentator. That's why they go there, because they agree with him. But when my listeners started calling him on the carpet, he wouldn't be bothered. And he wouldn't even answer. This is a true troller, okay? He wouldn't even answer in the feed, because he didn't want to be ripped up by people who were willing to take the time. Right? And I said, so let me see. So you're a history revisionist. It figures. It falls so much in line. It's so true with you guys when you start to lose an argument. And what was his response? Come on, anybody know what his response was to me? I'm not wasting any more time on this willfully ignorant F off. And he called me a troll. Now, let's talk about ignorance. He came to my site. He comes to my site. He questions me on my site. I push back on him. He blocks me and calls me a troll. And then tells me to F off on top of it. What an intellectual conversation to want to have, right? Reaching to the top, no, to the bottom of the barrel. What happens if Trump loves hate? I mean, hate Trump's love Trump's hate. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. What can I tell you? You get me wound up, you know?
You start talking backwards,
yeah. So the reality behind it is, look, you come with fact or don't. Don't bother. Okay, I don't have time for your tomfoolery. I don't have time for you to try to twist facts. I don't have time for you to send me emails or call or write me letters or whatever you do, however you communicate with me. And start to throw stuff at me that makes absolutely no sense. No basis in reality. And then you hop on my page, okay? And when people start calling you out for being ignorant, you call me the effing troll and you jump away. Isn't that cool? I love it. I think it's wonderful. I think you should do more of it. See, I think as long as you guys stay on this track, as long as you keep going down this road, as long as you keep using this kind of rhetoric, you're going to keep the Republicans in power for a long time. Because even your side's seeing through it. Even the Democrats are seeing through your ignorance. I'll go to the phones after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got emails I want to read. These are even better. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A pleasure to have you with me. Go to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Well, almost a million. There might be a gabillion. But always, always do I enjoy the emails you send, the comments that you make, and conversation that we have on a regular basis, whether it's in the chat room or by email. Let's go to the phones. We've got David from San Francisco joins us, frequent caller. David, thanks for calling.
Yeah, all right, Joe.
Good.
Did you hear what happened in Hawaii over the weekend?
In where?
Hawaii.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I had to field a phone call, so
that's
I
good.
Didn't listen for 20 minutes
yeah.
or something. Well, you admire Trump, I take it, but I definitely
don't. I don't say I admire him, but go ahead.
Well, I've studied him enough, and I think the people in New York City tried to warn us that he was organized crime. And to stay away
yeah,
from
it. You've said that before, but you really haven't brought up anything, any direct line to that. I mean, I think Obama was involved in some of the underworld in Chicago. You have to be to get through there, don't you?
Well, who you stand next to in a photograph is different than what you do on a daily basis. And so when you start looking at Donald Trump, good grief. I mean, the Washington Post did one of the most elaborate websites I've ever seen, and they talked about the casino that was immediately underneath his bedroom in Trump Towers, an illegal casino in Trump Towers, that he's got hitmen hiding. When organized crime figures are on the run, they go to Trump Towers and they can stay in the towers in various condos.
And he hides them from the FBI, the CIA,
sure,
Secret Service,
whatever.
And all that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, there are all of these famous figures that people were wanted, international fugitives that were hiding in Trump Towers for months.
Was Whitey Bulger hanging out there? Do we know?
I don't know offhand, but he was definitely, 15 years on the run or more? I think mm-hmm. they found him down in, what, Santa Barbara out here in California somewhere. But,
yeah, they found him in Santa Monica living in a very inexpensive apartment with all kinds of money stuffed in there, and they traced him all the way back to not the Trump Tower, but to actually crime members in Boston and areas
yeah,
like
that's
that.
Where he grew up, Boston.
I know.
Right.
So did I.
Yeah. So where I was going to go with this, and regarding Hawaii, if you look at the direct correlation to Trump and organized crime is a guy named Roy Cohn, C-O-H-N. And Roy Cohn is, he was a mob attorney for 30 or 40 years in New York City. He worked with all of the families. And it's, I am only extrapolating that he took over part of the money laundering operations for Meyer Lansky. But anybody that worked with all of the families had to be doing money laundering for all of the families. And I take it that what Trump does with his hotels is he buys and sells condos as basically poker chips for somebody that wants to do money laundering. So a $250,000 condo is a nice money laundering chunk. And if somebody's got, you know, cocaine or prostitution money or gambling money, you know, the kingpins need to deal in large chunks, and here's a guy like Trump that can launder their money in $250,000 chunks. So that's what he's been doing for decades.
So do we have this anywhere? I mean, I'm just
trying
to...
Oh, it's been written up. If you read up, just
so the Washington Post wrote
Google
it.
Search, do a basic right. Google search of Trump plus organized crime or Trump plus Cohn. You're going to find all sorts of amazing stuff.
So do you have any? I'm just curious because if you follow this kind of stuff, I'm trying to figure out whether if you hate somebody so much you're just following them, or you're looking at somebody like Obama and their ties to organized crime, or his ties to organized crime. Are you looking at the Clintons and also their ties to the underworld and the things that they've had done? Are they all involved, or is it just Trump?
You're not saying if Johnny did it, then it's okay for Jimmy to do it?
Oh, no. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm wondering why you would investigate one and not the others. I'm just...
I have no respect for Hillary Clinton. Did you hear what happened to Gaddafi? You remember how he died?
No, I don't remember how he died, but I don't...
They ran a bayonet up his butt.
I don't really care.
And then they dragged it around a whole bunch.
Everything that happened to him, he probably
deserved. And so when Hillary saw it, there's a video of it. And when Hillary saw it, you can't believe the cackling laugh that she got.
You mean the same laugh that she had when she got that guy off for raping a 12-year-old, I'm sure. But listen, this is way off the topic.
I don't know about the 12-year-old, but well, I'm interested in Hawaii. Because if you look at Donald Trump and David, you need to get
to your point. What happened to Hawaii?
Don Trump and Roy Cohn were S&M freaks. Same with Manafort, same with Roger Stone. They enjoy giving pain. They do. So
get to
Donald
the point
Trump
about Hawaii,
the,
or I'm going to end
Donald
the call.
Trump, Donald Trump was on the golf course.
Right.
So he knew within, I think, 6 minutes that it was a false alarm.
Okay.
Hawaii didn't find out about it for 38 minutes.
I think... Okay, what's that got to do with anything? Help me understand. Listen, I barely made it out of sixth grade, so boil it down.
You know what sadomasochism is? A sadist?
We're going everywhere, but we're going to be so...
He's trying to dig it in. He's trying to give Hawaii pain.
Ah, okay. You should be giving California pain
because
we're the ones that really screw him the most. So, anyway, I'm going to get back to my Martin Luther King bit. I appreciate you calling, and I'm sure we'll talk again. Anyway, I love when people call in because I never know where they're going to go. And anyway, I want to get back to Martin Luther King. You know, what was going on today, what we were supposed to be doing, and that was an example of the hate I keep telling you guys about. When you hate somebody so much that you can't find anything good in them, nothing they do is good, in any way, shape, manner, or form, it's all you're stuck on. So, again, now you just found out on this show, let it be known, that somehow Mr. Trump or President Trump is involved in some kind of sadomasochistic crime ring with illegal gambling casinos under his bedroom or somewhere in there, someplace. Anyhow, and they call me nuts. All right. I'm just trying to figure it out. You know, I'm always trying to figure it out. So, let's see. All right, a little comic relief here. Have some fun.
When a high explosive bomb falls, any building near is likely to be destroyed.
Probably.
And any house hit is sure to collapse. The rate of supply of Anderson shelters is limited, but every householder can take measures for protection against blast and splinters. He can do the work for himself using scrap materials and earth. From any post office, you can get a booklet, price threepence, which tells you just how to make your home an air raid shelter. To protect a window, fix an old door firmly across the lower half, inside and outside, first removing the glass, and fill the intervening space with earth. An earth barricade about 30 inches thick will protect your front door from blast. Cover the earth with old lino to prevent rain washing it away. A similar earth rampart will protect a basement or area window. The best way to protect a room from glass splinters is to stick curtain netting, or old-lace curtains, on the glass itself. There are ample supplies of netting now available. This will not prevent the glass breaking, but it will stop dangerous splinters flying about. Spread the paste evenly and cut the material so that it overlaps the frame as well as covering the glass.
These poor people in England, or even here in this country, in the old days, if you would, getting ready for this kind of thing. How to kind of make your home an air raid shelter in the 1940s. Can imagine all the work you had to do to poor people to make this happen. But this has been going on. This has been going on for decades. In this country and around the world, we've had lunatic dictators for decades. And they make it sound, the left makes it sound, that it's all Trump's fault. Apparently he's been doing this for decades. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. This is Real Sidewell. Hit the emails on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
Ow.
Well, I'm back.
How about you?
Ow.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. You know, we've got a live chat room going on at the website, therealside.com, or you can follow the Facebook feed, talk to your friends and loved ones or unloved ones there, too. You know, everything has gone down over the last few days. I'm going to read the emails in a second, but I get a kick out of this stuff because it's kind of like, Tammy kind of made fun of me a minute ago, which is true. I get all tongue-tied and tongue-twisted and everything else. But when you talk about the way these people approach this stuff, the way, you know, Dick Durbin heard this. He heard what the president had to say. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, but since when did we start trusting liars? When somebody is known to lie about something on a regular basis, why would you trust them in that area? Right? I mean, Dick Durbin reported a serious incident against President Trump claiming that he used the crap hole term when he came to talking about other countries. he's done this before. He has a history of making up statements. Now, in a negotiation meeting with the president, one GOP House leader told President Barack Obama, "I can't even stand to look at you," Durbin wrote in a post. However, both the White House and the House Speaker's office denied Durbin's account of offense. Asked about the post in a White House daily briefing, Press Secretary Jay Carney at the time said he checked with the participant in the meeting in question. He says, "I looked into it. I spoke to everybody. Dick Durbin is not telling the truth. It's not what was said." Now, this comes from the Obama days when Jay Carney was in the White House. Politico added that Durbin's office had no comment on the post and offered no further details on Durbin's lying. And it's not the first time. There's a half a dozen of these around on Dick. He's just not an honest guy. And when you have this kind of stuff out there and you find these people that aren't honest, how do you keep giving them credibility? Well, how do you keep even mentioning what they say? I don't get it. You know, you got Chelsea Manning out there. It's Manning, right? Wanting to run for Senate. A treasonous act that should have carried 30-some-odd years. And no. Manny's not going to get the 30 years. He got, what, 8 months?
7 years.
7 years. Wow, it seemed like it was so short.
Yeah, it did.
Right? And then Obama decided that Manning needed to go free. Now, Manning decided to give secrets away. Can you imagine Manning in Senate? You won't be able to give Manning any secrets. You won't be able to do it, right? Won't be able to get a security clearance. I don't know how. I would hope that just because somebody's elected doesn't mean they get a clearance. I don't know enough to know how that actually works. And I'm not going to guess at it like some other commentators do. I'm just not going to do it. But why? See, this is where I say, if the Maryland people vote Manning in, then they get what they deserve. If they want a treasonous American who really doesn't care about the rules or the laws, then they get what they get. I read a quote from Manning earlier today that basically said, "We don't need more good people, we need more fighters." You mean like the fighters that we had in Berkeley? You mean the fighters that we had that set CVS on fire in Baltimore? I mean, what kind of fighters are you talking about? You're talking about fighters for the truth? You mean people who sign an agreement that they won't give our secrets out to other people but do it anyway? I don't know what you mean by fighters. I'm kind of lost. But I'm not the smartest guy in the room either, so I get it. So, again, on a show today, and we get these kind of emails a lot, but I thought it was really funny today, especially. And these are the people, again, remember, love trumps hate. This is their mantra, not mine. I get one fellow, George, says to me, "What an effing joke you are. Heard you on Tom's show today. You got nothing. Have a great day." So all I did was respond back to him. I said, "Spoken like a true Obama supporter." And he took that as a win, as a victory. "Wow, Joe, I can't believe I struck a nerve. Not only are you right-wingers desperate for attention, but your short-lived day in the sun is coming to a quick end. Enjoy your last 10 months. I'll talk to you in November after Dems take both the House and Senate and then begin the impeachment process of this fraudulent POS that now resides in the White House. Have a wonderful day." This was the same guy, people, persons that loved to talk about how Hillary got beat, how it was stolen from Hillary, how Hillary was going to just pummel Trump. didn't happen. You know, you ever been around one of those young teenage kids who all his life, mommy and daddy gave him what he wanted or gave her what he wanted? And then they didn't get it. They found out that they weren't the center of the universe for everybody in the universe, just for mommy and daddy. And they pitch a fit. And you watch them pitch. It's like a kid in the supermarket, right? I mean, think about it. You got the teenagers, the kids in the supermarket that are pitching fits because they're not getting the candy bar that they thought that they deserved, that they should get. This is what these people are like. They think they're going to throw out the nasties all over the place. And that we're always wrong and they're always right. But the Dems are doing such a great job. They still have no message. Nothing. And, you know, I've been saying for California, the Democrats have the majority here in the Assembly, what would be the equivalent to the House and the Senate. So they can pretty much pass anything they want to. But because they follow this goes on with them all the time. This is just it's so Democrat here in California. And I've been saying since they won the majority, so don't worry. It's a matter of time before enough of them get impeached where they won't have it anymore. So as of the end of December, it looks like they're going to lose their majority again, this time through to sexual misconduct. See, I'm telling you, they can't control themselves. They're like teenagers set loose. The sexual harassment allegations, not only are they destroying careers in Hollywood, but also in California in the Democrat Party. The Democratic political establishment in California lost their supermajority in the Assembly and possibly in the Senate due to scandal-ridden resignation, sexual assault, misconduct. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the state level. Kevin DeLeon has hired two law firms to further investigate the matter. DeLeon has been accused of not doing enough to protect those who come forward with their stories of sexual misconduct. Now, Christine Pelosi, where have we heard that name before? Right? Chair of the California Democrat Party Women's Caucus says that up until this point, instead of formally reporting instances of sexual misconduct, instead there has been a sort of like a whisper network. You know, because they're all for protecting women, right? Here's the problem, but DeLeon doesn't believe in the law. He doesn't believe in following the rules. He doesn't believe in doing things the right way. He's the one that defended his family and other illegal immigrants who came here, stole Social Security numbers, stole people's identities, which is a billion-dollar industry every year. And he was fine with it because it's the only way that you can come to America and make it is by stealing somebody's name, stealing somebody's Social Security number, stealing somebody's identity. This is an elected official in the state of California. Think about that. Pelosi says that these women are afraid of the damage to speaking out against powerful colleagues, some of them current lawmakers. So Pelosi says that hiring these two law firms is not as trustworthy as she would like. Members of the group said that we've had enough and are doubtful of the integrity of the investigation. So they don't even trust their own. Some of the women said, we have rapists in this very building. We have molesters among us. Here's the thing. Not that Republicans are perfect. Not that they're clean or their hands are clean by any stretch of the imagination. But these allegations are all against Democrats. They're running rampant up there. They're running like the kings of their domain up there. Like nothing can stop them and slow them down. These people need to start going to jail. That's the only way to fix this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but I want your email address. I send out one email a week. That's it. Let you know what we got going on, who's coming on, what's up. Hey, thanks for being with me today. Appreciate you listening to me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.